You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it can be hard to talk to kids about issues related to race, but there are books that can help. We'll get a great reading list from the Smithsonian for a variety of ages with books that can help start important conversations. Now, in an effort to lift spirits and maybe bring the bar to you, Miller High Life held a contest to give away a backyard dive bar and enough beer for the rest of 2020. Of the more than 100,000 submissions, 20,000 were from Wisconsin alone, and one lucky Wisconsinite won it. Jim Kasten is the winner of Miller High Life's Backyard Dive Bar Contest. He's a former dairy industry executive and lives in Shawano. Jim, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's been a fun experience.
I bet. Now, what led you to enter and try to win this dive bar?
Well, part of my routine in the evenings, I check the state's media, radio, television, newspapers, just to see what's going on. And I stumbled across this promo, and I'm not even sure which media I saw it in. And I thought, well, that'd be fun. And so I encouraged my daughter, and I encouraged one of my grandkids to enter the contest because it would fit on their yards. And then I thought, well, maybe I should too, and I did. And to my surprise, won.
Yeah, what was your reaction when you won out of 100,000 entries, you won the dive bar?
Well, when I first got the electronic communication from the folks at Miller High Life, I thought, well, this is one of those things, you know, you're doubtful about what comes across the internet these days. So I sat back, well, we'll see if I get another one, and I did. And so I was convinced that we had one, and we proceeded with filling out the forms to qualify, and started working with the sales and PR staff at Miller High Life and also the people in Chicago that they had commissioned to build the dive bar on property. I chose to put it on my daughter's property because they had a much nicer, flatter situation. We live on the river, and it's got a big slope and a lot of trees. So we put it on her property by her fire pit. And so everybody's having fun with it.
And we can't show the picture on the radio, Jim. So describe to us what this new dive bar looks like.
Well, it's a pretty good replica of what you might think of a dive bar. It's got a popcorn cart inside of it. It's got some antique signs. It's got the neon Miller High Life sign. They said it was going to have sticky floors. I guess we have to provide that because it doesn't at this point. And it sits on a nice deck. It's about 8 by 12. We've already got a collection of dollar bills going up on the ceiling.
Now, I've spent some time in dive bars, some with very uneven floors and poor construction. Your dive bar looks pretty nice compared to some of the ones I've seen.
Yeah, I complimented Miller and also the builder out of Chicago that they used excellent materials and did a very nice job. They were here 2 days when the weather just turned cold, if you recall, in late October, and it was pretty ugly. In fact, it was snowing one of the days, but they got it done.
Well, now, hopefully by next summer, Jim, we're going to hopefully be in a post-COVID world. Knock on wood, what are your hopes for, you know, entertaining in your new dive bar?
Well, of course, all of our friends want to say we got to have a party. And I say, well, really need a benefit because I got a tax liability with this. So, but I don't think I'm going to get much help on that. So we'll the kids already have had a couple of parties there, and we're looking forward to getting our older friends together sometime next year when old soul gains some strength again.
Now, do you need a bouncer there to tell people, you know, they don't have to go home, but they can't stay there?
That might be a good idea. I've got a few friends that would fit that size, yeah.
And how much Miller High Life does it take to get you to the end of 2020, if I may ask?
Well, not as much as it used to, obviously, when I'm 79 years old, but I figure maybe another few cases will take care of us.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for joining us. And again, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been fun talking with you, Rob.
Jim Kasten was the winner of Miller High Life's Backyard Dive Bar Contest. He's a former dairy industry executive and lives in Shawano. We've got a link up, by the way, at WPR.org/Central Time. You can see Jim with the bar. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Carl Christensen with a story about longing for home.
Moving away from Wisconsin can be an exciting adventure for some people. For others, it can be a tough and lonely journey. Writer and Wisconsin native June Melby reflects on the time she moved out west and how a vintage jacket helped her feel a little less homesick.
I'd been living in Los Angeles for a couple of years, but it still didn't feel like home. People were different from what I'm used to back in the Midwest. People bragged about themselves, openly, which came as a shock. Women dressed like teenage boys. Men groomed their hair with more products than I'd ever owned. And everyone checked their reflections in store windows as they walked past. I was lonely, and I was homesick. Then, a gift arrived from my mother. A blue corduroy FFA jacket. Future Farmers of America, said the emblem, with Waupaca, Wisconsin in gold, embroidered letters on the back. Retro clothing was all the rage in Hollywood, so even though I had actually never been a member of Future Farmers, I wanted that jacket. Zip front, pockets, and a collar designed back in the 1930s and never updated. Perfect for a night out in California when the desert air begins to chill. And that's when I noticed. People recognized that jacket. Well, not all people, but certain people. Namely, anyone who was from the Midwest, or grew up in a small town, or came from Wisconsin. They'd find me at coffee houses and comedy clubs. Are you from Wisconsin? Yep, me too. At parties and theater lobbies. Were you in FFA? No, but my father was a farmer. My dad was too. My mom must have heard me say I wanted one, so she put an ad in the local paper and got two replies. A guy drove out from town to give the jacket to my mom. He wouldn't even take any money, she said. I offered, but he was tickled that someone even wanted it. But it's the Midwest, and my mother didn't believe you should take anything for free. We owned a miniature golf course, and she traded the jacket for 10 free game cards. He was thrilled, she said. Every time I wore the blue FFA jacket, I'd meet someone from the Midwest. They'd suddenly appear out of the crowd, and we would talk about how odd it felt to be in Los Angeles. Isn't it funny they call this winter? I know, it's 55 degrees. My landlord's wearing a parka. At Walgreens near me, sprayed their windows white to make it look like snow. We'd roll our eyes and laugh, oh no, and shake our heads. Total strangers instantly close, like long-lost, distant cousins talking about our hometowns. What we shared was the secret of the blue corduroy jacket, but there was something else we shared, the knowledge of what we had each left behind, what we had given up to pursue our dreams. At a certain point, we'd look at each other and sigh, well, yes, I guess I'd better go. Then we'd wish each other good luck on the next audition, meeting, or attempt at landing a better day job. I hope you make it, I would say in a whisper. You too, they would whisper back. Then they melted back into the crowd and into the warm winter night.
June Melby is a writer and performer who lives just across the border in Iowa. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Carl Christensen.
Coming up, it can be hard to talk to kids about issues of race and protest, but our guests share some advice and a reading list to help guide your choices. That's coming up next here on Central Time.